Request to, are there any commissioners requesting remote participation?
Good morning, Mr. Chair. And pursuant to Agenda Item 1A, Commissioner Francine Ocean has requested to participate remotely. Her request is for just cause related to a medical issue, and it is allowed pursuant to Government Code 54953F, subsections 1 through 3. Staff recommends that the commissioner approve the request from Commissioner Ocean to participate remotely for just cause at today's meeting.
I'll move it. Margaret?
I heard the second over here. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay?
Mr. Chair, just to interject, you will have to have a roll call vote on all items today because you have remote participation.
Okay. Would you please call the roll on this motion?
Commissioner Barger?
Yes.
Commissioner Finley?
Yes.
Commissioner Lewis? Commissioner McCallum?
Yes.
Commissioner Marish?
Yep.
Commissioner Ocean? Commissioner Chair Deer?
Is that me? I didn't hear that.
Yes.
She doesn't vote.
So it has passed.
Commissioner Ocean, the law requires you to disclose if there are any individuals 18 or over with you while you are participating in the meeting. Can you please advise if there is anyone there 18 or over? Commissioner Ocean? Commissioner Ocean, you may be muted. We can't hear you. Is there anyone there with you who is 18 or over? Mr. Chair, I've been advised by counsel we can proceed. I would also like to note for the record that at least a portion of the meeting is conducted pursuant to Government Code Section 54953B. In that, Commissioner Mikhaili is participating remotely from the Compton Unified School District as noted on the revised agenda. This location is fully accessible and can accommodate testimony from members of the public. Commissioner Ali is participating from this location by speakerphone. In accordance with the Brown Act, his teleconference location has been identified in the notice and agenda for this meeting. His participation by teleconference is allowed by Government Code Section 54953B, and it does not require commission approval. Commissioner Ali, would you please confirm that you can hear us? Yeah, we show him connected to the meeting. Commissioner Ali? With that, Mr. Chair, I will turn it back to you for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
Begin.
I pledge allegiance by public which stand.
Your item three is disclosure of campaign contributions. If any commissioner has received a campaign contribution that would require disclosure and recusal from an item on today's agenda, please make it known at this time.
Apparently, there are none.
I have a few announcements. Consistent with state law, the original agenda was posted to the LAFCA website on Tuesday, December 12, 2023, and it was posted at the Kenneth Hahn Hall of Administration on that same day, December 12. The agenda was revised last week, and the revised agenda was posted to the LAFCA website on Wednesday, January 3, 2024. The revised agenda was posted at the Hall of Administration on Wednesday, January 3rd. And the revised agenda was also posted at the Compton Unified School District located at 501 Santa Fe Avenue, Compton, California, 90221 on Thursday, January 4, 2024. The agenda and public hearing notices stated that interested persons were afforded the opportunity to submit comments by email or U.S. mail no later than 5 o'clock p.m. on the business date preceding today's meeting. Staff has not received any written communications after the agenda was posted. Council has reviewed the agenda and they have affirmed that the conduct of today's meeting is consistent with state law. LAFCO analyst Amber De La Torre will call the roll for agenda items requiring a vote. When a commissioner makes or seconds a motion, please do so and state your last name so that we can record it in the minutes. Item four is the public, is the swearing in of speakers. Staff has arranged for members of the public to provide public testimony. There is no one here in the boardroom. Commissioner Ali, is there any members of the public there at the remote location?
Good morning. No, no members of the public are present at this moment.
Thank you, Commissioner Ali. Oh, I'm sorry. That is correct. We do have two members online remotely. They are here for agenda 9A related to the audit. For those members of the public who plan to testify before the commission today, now is the time for you to be sworn in. We would ask that you raise your right hand. And in the testimony that you may give before this commission, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
I do.
Thank you. That's two people. They've both responded. Item five is the first opportunity for members of the public for public comment. There is no one here in the room or at the remote location. So your next agenda item is the consent agenda. The consent agenda includes agenda items 6A through 6H2.
Move approval.
Before we get to that. Yeah, two things. I notice the agenda is on the screen, and it says under item two, Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Acting Chair Deere. Am I still acting?
You are not acting. I apologize. That's an oversight. It's only been a year. If we still, sometimes that happens. I am so sorry.
And I do want to welcome some new members. We have, before we go on to business, we have Wendy Salea, who's her first meeting today. And we're going to have more, a bigger biography of you for next meeting. We don't have prepared this time, but we do welcome you aboard here for your first meeting. And we have, on my on behalf of the commission, it's my pleasure to welcome Lindsay Horvath as the new voting member representing Los Angeles County.
Thank you very much.
Let me say a few words, if I may. She was elected to the Board of Supervisors in 2022, where she represents the third supervisorial district, composed of 10 cities and more than two dozen unincorporated areas. Supervisor Horvath is the youngest woman ever elected to the Board of Supervisors, and she currently serves as the board's chair. She previously served on the West Hollywood City Council for 9 years, where she was the city's longest consecutively serving mayor. On behalf of my colleagues, I would like to welcome Supervisor Lindsay Horvath to the commission. And now, Mr. Novak.
Now, your next item is the consent agenda. It includes agenda items 6A through 6H2.
Move it again.
All right.
Mr. Chair, I think you have a point of order from Supervisor Horvath.
Just want to abstain from voting on item 6A regarding the minutes, since I wasn't a commissioner at that time.
All right. We'll note that. When the roll call is made, you will not be included in that part of the meeting. Do we have a second to the motion?
I'll second it.
Who was the first, by the way?
You're right. As I indicated before the meeting, there's an item that concerns my area, and City of Industries partners with my water district on many projects out in that area. And the individuals who made those motions, do you mind if I make the motion and you go ahead and for approval? And do you have a second? One of you?
I think the person who made the motion is that you'll be the second.
Of course, yeah.
Okay, and the comment I want to make is the City of Industry, in effect, is annexing a parking lot. And they're involved in many projects with my water district. And just thought a little side note, there is nobody living on the parking lot, as far as I know.
Never know.
Now, right?
All right, very good. Any other discussion? Okay, please call on the motion on the consent calendar. Call the roll.
Commissioner Barger?
Aye.
Commissioner Finley?
Yes.
Commissioner Lewitt? Commissioner McCallum?
Yes.
Commissioner Marish?
Yeah.
Commissioner Ocean? Commissioner Ocean? Chair Deere?
Yes. The motion passes. Okay, item six.
Do I need to vote?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Do I need to vote on this motion?
Yes.
I wasn't called, so.
Yes, because it's the consent agenda. You will be noted as abstained on 6A on the minutes.
Okay, but I assume you need my vote.
Wasn't called? Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Go ahead and call her in.
Commissioner Horvath.
Aye.
My apologies.
And you forgot to call Ali as well.
Isn't he an alternate?
Commissioner Ali, you are an alternate, so as long as the two voting members, Commissioners Deere and Lewis, are here, you will not be called in the roll.
Okay, thank you for the education. Appreciate it.
We're not going to forget you, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Go on, Paul.
Your next item is item 9A, the Independent Auditor's Report, and LAFCO Deputy Executive Officer Adriana Roma will make the presentation.
Good morning. Davis Farr, LAFCO's Independent Auditor, has completed its annual audit of LAFCO's financial statements for fiscal year 2022-2023. As noted in the staff report, Davis Farr provided a favorable opinion of LAFCO's financial statements. At this time, we would like to welcome Shannon Ayala, the Principal Auditor of Davis Farr, who will be presenting the audit to the Commission, and she is participating remotely. Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you, Adriana. As Adriana mentioned, we have completed the audit for the fiscal year ended June 30, 2023, and we issued an unmodified audit opinion dated December 13th, 2023. That is the highest level of opinion that can be received on the financial statements. It indicates that the financial statements and footnotes are presented in accordance with accounting standards and do not contain any material misstatements. During our audit, we evaluate internal controls over all key accounting cycles, including cash receipting, cash disbursements, and payroll. And as a result of our evaluation, I'm pleased to tell you that we did not have any internal control recommendations or detect any material weaknesses or significant deficiencies in internal controls. We did not have any audit adjustments as a result of our audit procedures either. The LAFCO reported an increase in net position of $181,000 for the fiscal year ended June 30, 2023. And the general fund expenses of $1.7 million were less than the approved budget by $55,000. The financial statements are also consistent with the prior year. We also issue the communication to those in governance letter, also known as the SAS 114. This letter indicates any significant risks that we identified during the planning stages of our audit, as well as significant estimates and sensitive disclosures. The sensitive disclosures and significant estimates are all related to pension and OPEB. The significant risk that we identified during the planning phase of our audit this year relates to GASB 96, which is subscription-based information technology arrangements. The LAFCO had about 7 agreements to evaluate, and during the process, it was determined that none of them qualified for reporting under GASB 96, so there was no effect to the financial statements as a result of implementing this standard. This concludes my prepared comments, but I'm happy to answer any questions you have about the audit process or the financial statements.
Are there any questions? Apparently we're satisfied with your work. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. And at this time, staff recommends that the Commission receive and file the Independent Auditor's Report, audited financial statements, and associated documents.
Move staff's recommendation.
The motion, is there a second?
Second.
Second. Right here. Any discussion on the motion? Please call the roll.
Commissioner Barger?
Yes.
Commissioner Finley?
Yes.
Commissioner Horvath?
Aye.
Commissioner Lewis? Commissioner McCallum?
Yes.
Commissioner Marish?
Yep.
Commissioner Ocean?
Aye.
Chair Deere?
Yes. And the motion passes. Thank you. Item 9B.
9B is LAFCO's procurement and reporting policy for calendar year 2023. As required by the Commission's annual procurement and reporting policy, staff is providing the Commission with an annual report documenting all contracts with outside contractors and vendors for calendar year 2023. Compared to calendar year 2022, there were a couple of additions. You will notice a contract renewal with Total Compensation Solutions for preparation of two actuarial valuations. In addition, a contract renewal with Parcel Quest for parcel data information. And lastly, a contract with RSG Inc. as approved by the Commission in August of 2022 as work was completed in calendar year 2023. At this time, staff recommends that the Commission receive and file the procurement and reporting policy annual report for 2023. Are there any questions of staff?
Apparently not.
Thank you.
So is there a motion to receive and file?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Please call the roll.
Commissioner Barger?
Aye.
Commissioner Finley?
Yes.
Commissioner Horvath? Commissioner Lewis? Commissioner McCallum?
Aye.
Commissioner Marish? Commissioner Ocean? Commissioner Ocean?
Aye.
Chair Dear?
Yes. The motion passes. Okay, we're on item 10.
There's nothing under item 10. You can move to item 11.
Let's do that right now. Commissioner's reports. Are there any reports from commissioners? All right, executive officer's report number 12.
I have two quick items. With recent appointments, the commission is now up to 14 commissioners. That's 9 voting members and 5 alternates. We continue to communicate with Council President Paul Krikori and staff, asking that he appoint an alternate to Councilman John Lee. We also want to let the commission know that the election, the election to appoint a special district voting member has commenced. The commission, which is currently held by Commission Chair Don Deer, is for a 4-year term starting in May of this year, and the election will conclude in late April. Staff recommends that the commission receive and file the executive officer's report.
So moved.
Good second.
Second.
Commissioner Barger? Commissioner Finley?
Yes.
Commissioner Horvath?
Aye.
Commissioner Lewis? Commissioner McCallum?
Yes.
Commissioner Marish? Commissioner Ocean?
Aye.
Chair Dear?
Yes. And the motion passes. Item 13, public comment.
There is nobody here in the Hall of Administration meeting room. Commissioner Lee, is there anyone at your location? Commissioner
no,
Ali.
There's no one at the location.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Go on to future meetings. Next meeting is February 14th. And March 13th and April 10th. Those are scheduled meetings for the first 3 months of this year. First 4 months. There's no further business. Is there something?
No.
No further business. We are adjourned. Thank you. How about?
Well, that was a quick.
Quick.